This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Brandon G. Collins, Appellant, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 1 State of Missouri, number ED112885. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Montgomery County verse, cause number 18AA CR0046901. Brandon G. Collins, Honorable Jason H. Lamb, Appellant, filed June 17, 2025. Introduction, Appellant. Brandon Collins appeals his conviction for possession of methamphetamine residue and possession of drug paraphernalia. In one point on appeal, Appellant argues that the Circuit Court plainly erred when it failed to sua sponte exclude Appellant's statements because admission of those statements violated his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. Because Appellant has the burden to show that he was not Mirandized and he has not done so, there can be no evident, obvious, and clear error. Thus, we affirm the conviction. Factual and procedural background. On September 6, 2018, Appellant was in the backyard of his grandmother's home. He had previously lived in the shed on the property, but was no longer living there. Appellant's aunt called the police to report that Appellant was trespassing. When an officer arrived, he found Appellant in the shed moving things around. The officer asked Appellant to come out of the two shed. The officer testified that he could see, inside the shed, a small bag sitting on a chair with a straw and a clear baggie with white residue. While they talked, Appellant acted very nervous and kept putting his hands in his pocket, despite the officer ordering him to stop. Because of his behavior, the officer instructed Appellant to come with him to the front of the house so the officer could speak with Appellant's aunt. Appellant did so, but while the officer was speaking to the aunt, Appellant returned to the shed in the backyard. The officer then handcuffed Appellant and patted him down for his safety, and because Appellant was being arrested for failing to follow the officer's order. The officer found a spoon, needle, and straw in Appellant's pocket, and a field test showed the white residue in the baggie tested positive for methamphetamine. It also tested positive for methamphetamine in a lab test following the incident. Appellant told the officer those items were old and they belonged to him. Appellant was charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Prior to trial, Appellant sought to exclude the drug-related evidence but did not seek to suppress his statements. At the jury trial, the officer testified that Appellant told him the items belonged to Appellant and were old. Neither the state nor defense counsel asked the officer or any other witness whether Appellant's statements were in direct response to the officer's questioning or were spontaneously made. Nor did either party ask whether the officer read Appellant his Miranda rights. Appellant did not object to admission of his statements or to the admission of the officer's testimony regarding those statements. The jury found Appellant guilty on both counts. The Circuit Court sentenced Appellant as a prior and persistent offender to 10 years of incarceration. This appeal follows. 3. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, Appellant argues that the Circuit Court erred by not sua sponte, excluding Appellant's statements that the residue in baggie belonged to him, because those statements violated his right to due process under the 14th Amendment and privilege against self-incrimination under the 5th Amendment. Appellant asserts that the statements were made during a custodial interrogation without Miranda warnings. Appellant acknowledges that defense counsel did not challenge the admissibility of the statements at any point before, during, or after trial, so the claim was not persevered. Appellant requests plain error review, arguing that a manifest injustice resulted from the admission of the statements. This court does not generally review unpreserved claims of error. State v. Brondelise, 601 SW3D 519 526, Morbonk 2020. Rule 30.20 provides an exception allowing that plain errors affecting substantial rights may be considered in the discretion of the court when the court finds that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted therefrom. Edens, quoting Rule 30.20. Rule 30.20 makes clear that plain error review is a discretionary two-step process. See State v. Minor, 648 SW3D 721, 731, Mobank 2022. The first step is to determine whether the claim of error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. State versus Baumrook, 280 Sabaw W3D600, 607 Mohair Bonk 2009. Plain errors are those that are evident.